You're in open air with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. I'll be your host while Jim is away in Baddeck, Nova Scotia, visiting the Alexander Graham Bell Museum, where Jim will read excerpts from his latest book, Thomas Watson, You Had Me at Hello. Bell's Sonic Telegraph made quite the connection in rock and rhythm. As author B. Lee Cooper noted, its sounds, its technology, company personnel, and situations of conversation from a distance were frequently referenced. Be it the novelty of Bell's gadget that made it a frequent theme, or acknowledgement of how it had networked into our daily lives, or simply artists observing the folly of communication devoid of cues beyond the verbal, whatever the inspiration, the music it influenced was off the hook. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, it's time we answer the telephone. We'll buzz long-distance operator 210 in Memphis to talk to our baby and find out what kind of lace she's wearing. Then, we'll decide whether to use our last dime on another phone call or a boogie from the jukebox. But no matter what, don't hang up.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Texan Giles Perry Richardson wasn't much of a musician, but he was a good DJ, and he was a great songwriter, penning number one hits for both George Jones and Johnny Preston. But it was JP's performance of his mildly suggestive telephone novelty, coupled with his legendary and untimely death, that would immortalize JP's alter ego, the Big Bopper, in Rock and Rhythm. 1958's Chantilly Lace.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby? But oh, honey. Baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in a walk and a giggle in a talk. Low. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like!
Soundies are proof that there is nothing new under the sun. Soundies were the first music videos, 3-minute musical films, produced from 1940 to 1946, capturing many great artists of that time at their peak. YouTube, on the other hand, may be the greatest innovation since the telephone. Where else can you view the 1945 soundie of Louis Jordan's humorous phonic plea, Buzz Me?
made you walk away. When I saw you this morning, baby, tell me why did you walk away? Can't believe that you don't want me. I thought our love was here to stay. Buzz me, buzz me, buzz me, baby. I'll be waiting for your call. Buzz me, buzz me, buzz me, baby. I'll be waiting for your call. If you forgot the number, come on over, you won't have to call at all. No one, I ain't gonna lie to you. When I say I'm yours forever, every word I say is true. Won't you buzz me, baby? I'll be waiting for your call. If you forgot the number, come on over, you won't have to call at all. To me. Buzz me, buzz me, buzz me, baby. I'm like a ship that's lost at sea. But when I get my arms around you, ain't gonna let go till 1953.
When your resume includes recording for Sun, Chess, and Stax, no need to dial 411 to know who I'm talking about. Yet, blues god Little Milton's prolific career never garnered the renown of his peers. In between his stint with Sun and Chess, Milton helped run the small Bobbin label, and being its primary artist, allowed Milton the freedom to define his blues. 1958's Long Distance Operator.
With a long, long breath, baby. With a Yes. Have you got him? The line's busy.
Busy?
Yeah, I'm talking.
DuPont created the first acrylic fibers in 1941 and trademarked it Orlon. One of the synthetic's many uses was an alternative to cashmere, so why not call your group the Orlons when your crosstown rival calls themselves the Cashmeres? Well, that's exactly what a Philly vocal quartet did, and the Orlons' unique three-female to lone male voice dialed up five top 40 hits within a year. From 1962, Don't Hang Up. To the poet laureate of rock and rhythm to use wordplay and a keen observation of telephone conversation to misdirect the listener into a hasty conclusion. Although not a ring in a bell for Chuck Berry in 1959, his subdued tune became a frenetic instrumental hit for Lonnie Mack in 1963 and back to a vocal hit for Johnny Rivers in 1964, Memphis, Tennessee.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find the party, try to get in touch with me. She could not leave her number, but I know who placed the call. 'Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd phone me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. More than that I cannot add, only that I miss her and all the fun we had. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Last time I saw Marie, she's waving
Mr. Magnificent was born Jay Riggins, but we knew him as Floyd Dixon. The blues pianist cut a plethora of great music beginning in the late 40s, but it seems his more recognizable tunes either involved alcohol or the telephone. Floyd's Wine, Wine, Wine and his immortal Hey Bartender were hits, as well as Telephone Blues and this song from 1952, Call Operator 210.
Hello.
Hello, Floyd.
Hello, baby. Why did you wait so long to call? Hello, baby. Why did you wait so long to call? Well, I've been so sick and worried ever since you left last fall. Please, please tell me, why did you stay away so long? You know I've been so lonesome, staying here all along. Well, I'm just so sick and worried. Baby, please come back home. You call again tomorrow. Ask for operator 210. It's worth $50 million to hear that sweet, sweet voice again. Don't worry about the charges. You know I'll take care of it on this end.
You're so sweet, Floyd. I'll call you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Laddie Moore was a country artist from Kentucky with rockabilly leanings. Laddie spent a considerable amount of the 40s and the 50s in the Indianapolis area, playing the club circuit and hosting the radio program Midwestern Jamboree, as well as a similar television program in Bloomington. Most of Moore's songs were released on Cincinnati's King label, but oddly, one stayed on hold until a 2000 compilation CD, 1959's The Jukebox and the Phone.
I can't make up my mind between the jukebox and the phone. It only takes a time to see if she's at home. But the last time I called her, someone else was there. If I drop my dime in the jukebox, I don't suppose she'd care. This dime operator is all that I have left. Shall I think of her or think of myself? I just can't go on sitting in this phone booth alone. But I can't make up my mind between the jukebox and the phone. I wonder
song. I can't make up my mind between the jukebox and the phone. Box and the phone.
Hello.
Hello, Mo. You better come right over. You're missing one of the biggest things in your life.
Bottleneck virtuoso Elmore James spent some time playing Edison in his adopted brother's radio repair shop, and this helped James derive his unique amplified guitar sound, and that sound had James recording for a Yellow Pages worth of labels in his career. In 1960, while at Chess, James cut a song that he ultimately re-recorded for the Fire label in 1963 under the title Talk to Me Baby. But on Chess, it was titled I Can't Hold Out. Thanks for tuning in to this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Elisha Gray. If you know QWERTY, send your email to wmat@mail.com. From R&B prodigy to funk gangster, Johnny Watson was always switching with the times until his passing in 1996. While under contract with the Modern label, Watson cut a few tunes for Johnny Otis's short-lived Dig label circa 1956. Not wanting to get his lines crossed with Modern, Otis chose not to release the songs until the 90s, one of which, a duet with Jeannie Barnes, highlights Watson's stinging guitar, Telephone Boogie.
Number, please. Number, please.
Operator, operator, call my baby on the telephone. Operator, operator, call my baby on the telephone. Tell her that I love her, and baby, please hurry home. Well, the number is 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Thrill me, baby, like you used to do. Operator, operator, call my baby on the telephone. Tell her that I love her, and baby, please hurry.
Hello, pretty baby, all my loving belongs to you.
one, two. Thrill me, baby, like you used to do. Hello, pretty baby. All my loving belongs to you. Call me back tomorrow, and I'll be true to you.
Call a long, long time. I couldn't get you off my mind. Operator, operator, call her on the telephone. Well, tell her that I love her, and baby, please hurry home. Operator, operator, call my baby on the telephone.